You're listening to a message delivered at the Fountains, a United Methodist Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona.
All right, as most of you are seated, I'm going to ask the facilitators to come on up. Come on over and be a part of our discussion groups so that you don't miss out on this experience. Let me just tell you a little bit about our scripture passage before we hear it. We've talked about Romans before and how it is a cold call. It's a letter to a group that Paul has never met before, and he's trying to tell people what he thinks Christianity is all about. And our passage today has a lot to do with what we're trying to do with VIP. He talks about things like letting love be genuine and to be ardent in spirit and to be patient in suffering and persevere in prayer. To really, I think, it's encapsulated in the call for us to really listen to one another and pay attention. And so as you hear this passage read today, listen to what Paul was trying to say to a group of disparate Christians, saying what is most important for us to focus on. Then we're going to do a little blessing, and we're going to get our facilitators out there to chat with you all. So here we go.
Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Express hospitality to strangers. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God. Well, as a way of prayer after that, I'm going to just say a thank you to all of these facilitators who have spent many hours in training to get ready for today. We did it at first service. We're going to do it here. And from what we learn in our services here, we're hopefully going to take it into the larger community. What I'm going to ask of the facilitators is, since we're overwhelming the number of people here, is that I'll ask the facilitators to go 2 per group, not with a spouse, let's keep spouses separate, and have one of you be the lead facilitator, actually run the meeting, and the second person just participate as a participant, like you don't know anything. Right? Yeah, which Darlene says she's no problem doing that. So, but this will give you some practice in how it all works. But before we get started, I just want to say thank you to these folks and say a blessing over them as they lead us in our conversation. Loving and gracious Spirit, thank you for these leaders who have placed themselves before us as a congregation in this important task of listening, but more importantly, of guiding us as we have conversation around what is important in our lives and in our community, so that we as individuals can break through the superficial that we so often practice here as we pass one another every Sunday and really start to get to know one another and what our concerns are and how we as a community, the body of Christ, can support one another in our daily lives. May your Spirit be upon each one of these facilitators and on all of us as we participate in this conversation this morning. We gather and we listen as followers of Jesus. Amen. All right, facilitators, get out there. Come on over. We're going to say a couple of facilitators and a couple of people in each group. So, and facilitators, if you'll just raise your hand so people know who you are. All right. And 2 people and 2 facilitators. Try and balance it out here. Okay, good.
We've got room here too. We've got room if anybody.
Okay. We've got some smaller groups this time, so we want to move right through. One of the things that you'll want to know is that your facilitators, we want to make sure that you all have the awareness that your facilitators are going to be running the meeting, so they may interrupt you and move you right through. okay, to keep the conversation going. So, all right. Are you ready? We're going to, according to that clock right up there, it is 2 minutes after 12. We're going to go until the big hand is on 4. Okay, so 20 minutes. Are you ready? Ready? And go. Okay. If the facilitators want to be thinking about how they want to sum things up. All right. Let's just, I want to introduce Joe Rubio again, who is going to basically ask us to talk a little bit about what some of our major themes are. What kind of impression did you get? You can just stay right where you are. So, Rick, share with us a little bit about what your group talked about.
We shared stories about healthcare issues in our lives that affect family members, and getting the support as caregivers or as just companions for people that are important to us and close to us with health concerns. Hearing loss came up among more than one of us. And as being just one of the healthcare issues, but finding that support and finding—I didn't hear that much talk about resources, but emotional support in terms of getting information that's needed, incarceration, and the issues around people that are incarcerated and getting the emotional support or. Of maintaining good communication and continued communication with people that are heavily impacted by injustice of the system.
Cool. And thank you.
Generally, people feeling a lot of support from this church in that process.
Thanks.
Okay, so our concerns are for education, and for access for all for healthcare, and especially mental health care. Also for more inclusivity within our community and our churches in this community. For bullying of LGBTQ children and youth and young adults, and also the bullying and homelessness for those LGBTQ children and youth. Also for more concise medical bills, because all of us have a hard time with deciphering what is on those medical bills, let alone people that maybe have a spouse that passed away and they were in charge of the medical bills, or just any of us trying to figure out the medical bills. So thanks.
Super, thanks. Who's over here? Joan?
Well, what I'm probably going to say now is not new, because everybody else has covered it, which is great, I think, because we too talked about healthcare issues, we talked about insurance issues, elder care issues, and there was just a general feeling among us that this was a pretty neat operation, a good thing for us to be doing, and hopes that it will spread throughout the community.
Thanks. How about this group here?
So it was pretty much Reader's Digest condensed version, prison reform, lack of funding for education. It was elder care, but I think it was more of networking and elder isolation rather than just elder care.
Okay, thanks. Can you pass that over to Dee Dee?
I think we had a fair amount of discussion around what it means to be a felon and how that impacts your life going forward and how that may need to be revisited and looked at through different filters. Kind of a consensus that the younger folks need more mentoring, perhaps. Maybe there's some opportunities, many major opportunities to improve the educational process. And it I don't know, I focused on your little tag that said, let's make America kind again. And I think that summarized what we were hearing in some of the discussions here, is that our filters that we have all developed from birth, we need to figure out how to take those off sometimes when we're engaging in conversations and trying to get to the root issues.
Great, thank you. Well, I hope, thank you, facilitators, and thank all of you for the conversation and for sharing. I hope you've gotten a glimpse of what it's like to be in one of these conversations and the power that it could have for people in our community who often don't have people to listen to them, to hear what's important to them, let alone people that are willing to partner with them to try and figure out solutions about those things. And again, I'll say it again, you'll hear it from me many times, and that is, we want to be relevant. And before we can be relevant, we've got to find out what the community thinks is relevant. And so, as we heard from a number of people at First Service, this was not enough time. We barely got started in talking, and that, you know, people said, we need to do this more often, not just for the sake of finding out what's relevant to the larger community, but look at the people in your group. Go ahead, look around. Have you met a couple of new people today? Can you name all the people in your group? Ready? Right? But I mean, so often we just pass one another and say good morning on Sunday mornings, but we don't get a chance to actually have a conversation about what's important to us and what is impacting our lives so that we might be able to support one another. We want to be able to pray for one another and encourage one another and do all those things that Paul talked about in our passage today. And so this is one of the ways that we can do that. And so I'd like to invite you to put on your calendar November 1st, which is a Tuesday night. You'll be in a candy coma from Halloween on October 31st. But I'd like you to consider coming that night here, and all of our facilitators are going to meet with Joe, and we're going to talk through the things that we've heard today and help get the ball rolling on identifying some ways that we as a faith community can impact the community at large in making a difference. So really appreciate your willingness to participate in this. You know, the Fountains is used to doing things kind of out of the box, and I know they did this at Paradise Valley Church and with many, many more people, and they had to drape themselves over immovable pews to have these conversations. So this has been really cool to be able to move chairs around, and I hope you've been able to meet some new people today and hear some stories that will help us connect with one another on more than just the superficial level.
Thanks for listening to this week's Applying It to Life from the Fountains. For more information on our faith community or to support this outreach with a donation, be sure to visit us online at www.reachtouchteach.com.